سروران گرامی، دوستان، فامیل عزیز، این بنده ناقابل مجددن موفق به این شدم که با یکی دیگر از دختر عمه های شیدرخ جان، سرکار خانم شیدان طلوعی والس که مقیم در استرالیا هستن، با ایشون مصاحبه دارم.
خیلی ممنونم که چنین موقعیتی به من دارید و واقعا تحسین میکنم این کار شما رو که به همکاری بچه های شیدرخ جان این پروژه رو به عهده گرفتید. من شیدان طلوعی هستم و در سال 86 بود که با پال والاس که استرالیایی باهایی هست ازدواج کردم و در الان در بریزبن استرالیا زندگی میکنم. شیدرخ رابطه جالبی که بین من و شیدرخ جان بود این بود که من 19 نوه بودم و شیدرخ اولین نوه بود، یعنی نوه اول داوود و قمر میثاقیان. برای همین همیشه ما به حساب اولی و 19 یه خود بین فامیل
مشهور بودید.
بله، افتخار میکردم همیشه که شیدرخ اولی و منم 19. و البته خب فرق سنمون زیاد بود. من 16 سالم بود که ایران رو ترک کردم در سال 74.
بله،
ولی همیشه یک رابطه خیلی قشنگ و لطیفی بود بین ما. مثل که من بچگیام ازم اسممو میپرسیدن اسمت چیه، به جای که بگم شیدان میگفتم دیدانی، برای همین شیدرخ جان همیشه منو صدا میکرد دیدان.
ای خدا.
همیشه من میگفت دیدانی، شیدانی. همونجور که خودم بچگی میگفتم شیدرخ جان منو تنها کسی بود که صدا میکرد دیدانی.
چه زیبا، چه ماه، به به. چی دارین شما؟ بازم خاطرات، و این خیلی جالب بود اینی که گفتید خاطرات دیگه ای دارید، انکدوتای دیگه ای؟
بله، همیشه واقعا always she was she had a beautiful smile and her dignity and presence was always an example for me.
Yes.
You know, like a, she had like the look of a queen for me as a child.
For all of us.
And your other questions, what did she mean to me? She really, she was martyred when I was a youth. Therefore, to me, she was like a symbol of self-sacrifice and detachment.
Bravo.
So that's what I always looked upon her as a symbol of detachment from all material things.
Selflessness. Yes.
I don't remember ever having any dreams of her, but I do think of her often.
That's
and
wonderful.
And as I said in my answers to you, I often dedicate my services to her.
This is the most important, the most wonderful thing. Yes, to dedicate services and teaching projects.
And it's amazing that I feel. She's assisting.
You feel that she's what?
Assisting.
Of course she is. Yes. It's so wonderful.
I told you I'm not a very good person to talk to on the phone.
All the contrary. I'm so glad. I'm really happy that you willingly and freely share your emotions, because I am one. Like many others, we believe that the human heart, the human soul, should be soft, gentle, and...
You asked me how did I first find out about Shiro's martyrdom. I remember, of course, probably within a few hours of when it happened. It was late at night. My mother got a call from my uncle, Masoud Misaghian, from
yes.
Germany.
Saying,
yes, it was a special soul.
Yes.
Anyway, he, all he could do on the phone was just crying and really sobbing, and all he said was, "They killed Shiedroch," and he put the phone down, and that's really, of course, my mother was beside herself with emotions, and we all found out, and it was truly a shock. You know, you never think that someone so close, someone who you know, mm-hmm. who lived amongst you and did everything you did, and you've been in touch with her in the last few months. She was in Seattle for the wedding of Manushid, and mm-hmm. you could not imagine such something like that could happen
yes.
to someone so dear, someone so so loving and so beautiful inside and outside. So that was how we found out. Yeah.
If I may interject one more time, I think actually you're interviewing me rather than me interviewing you. I just want to say that I think this is an understatement that they killed Shidroch. They didn't. They martyred her and gave her eternal glory.
Yes, of
eternal
course.
Eternal life.
Yeah, but your immediate thought as a
yes.
human
yes.
is that
is
she's
that
not amongst
her.
Us.
Yes.
She's not amongst us, and they've taken her life away. That's your, you know, that's your immediate response, the human response. And of course,
yes.
after a while, you know the bounty, you know
mm-hmm.
All the spiritual, you know, aspect of it. You are supposed to be where you are, and for
mm-hmm.
me to be where I am, as long as we don't forget.
Yes.
And we keep her memory, giving
thank
me this opportunity.
All the country, thank you.
Thank
and
you.